North Korea today issued a new threat. It is considering withdrawing from the 1953 armistice agreement that suspended the Korean War. This latest warning is in apparent response to indications that the Bush administration is considering imposing sanctions against North Korea in an effort to block its nuclear ambitions. The North accuses the United States of planning a naval blockade. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Seoul that these increasingly hostile exchanges between Washington and Pyongyang are making South Koreans nervous.
The armistice, signed 50 years ago, ended the fighting, but technically North and South Korea are still at war. Lee Chung-min of Yonsei University in Seoul says there has been plenty of rhetoric like this in recent weeks, but if North Korea were to withdraw from the armistice, it would be very serious indeed.
Well, that would be a major setback to, of course, stability on the peninsula, because that is the only legal means by which peace has been maintained on the peninsula for the past 50 years. So if North Korea says she will walk out of the armistice, that means that there is no other legal infrastructure in which military relations between South and North Korea can be maintained. So this would be a major blow.
Analysts say that all the brinkmanship of the last 5 months is aimed at getting Washington to sit down and talk and give written assurances the U.S. will not attack North Korea. A U.S. military option, such as the one being considered in Iraq, faces problems anyway because 11,000 artillery tubes and some 600 North Korean missiles are pointed at the south. Many believe the only viable option open is dialogue. That might eventually lead to a deal like the 1994 arrangement reached between the Clinton administration and Kim Jong-il. North Korea would agree to give up its nuclear program in return for economic assistance, security assurances, and maybe even diplomatic recognition. But Kim Jong-il has already reneged on the Clinton agreement, and the Bush administration has so far shown no desire to negotiate bilaterally with the North Koreans. Lee Chung-min and many other analysts in Seoul say they think anyway that Kim Jong-il is no longer prepared to bargain away his nuclear weapons.
I would argue that North Korea is pursuing a nuclear weapons program because it is tied intrinsically to regime survival. And so as long as Kim Jong-il is in power, I believe he needs nuclear weapons and other sources of weapons of mass destruction to justify his rule at home and to also act as a buffer against the outside world. If he wants to come clean, he's had a golden opportunity for the past 4 or 5 years, and that he has not taken.
If a negotiated settlement were not possible, that would leave two other not very optimistic scenarios. Military strikes against North Korea with the possibility of hundreds of thousands of casualties, or acceptance of North Korea as a nuclear power, with all that implies for a possible nuclear arms race in Northeast Asia. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.